But it was not until the 1960s that the gold pieces from the mould grave were put together for the first time. All the conservators had was flattened fragments of paper-thin gold, some large, some small, with cracks, splits and holes all over them, altogether weighing just over a pound, about half a kilo. It was like a huge three-dimensional jigsaw puzzle, and solving it took nothing less than the relearning of ancient gold-working techniques that had been lost for millennia. It turned out to be a gold cape, or perhaps more accurately, a short golden poncho, but we call it a cape, and I'm standing in front of it now. It's a stunning punched gold wrapping for a human being. It's about a foot and a half wide and about a foot deep, and it would have been put over the head and lowered onto the shoulders, coming down to about the middle of the chest. When you look at it closely, you can see that it's all been made out of one sheet of breathtakingly thin gold, and it's been calculated, in fact, that the whole thing could have been made from an ingot about the size of a ping-pong ball. The very thin sheet of gold has then been worked from the inside and punched out, so that the overall effect is of strings of beads running from one shoulder to another and going all the way round the body. Looking at it now, you're struck with this as an object of enormous complexity and ultimate luxury. We don't know who made this, but it's perfectly obvious that they were very, very highly skilled.